Episode 267, What to Do When You Hit Bottom.
It's the David Triggs Show. This is the podcast where you can get spiritual power and personal development for everyday life. It's gozo for the whole family, jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo.
Well, look at everybody, and welcome to David Triggs Show and Gozo TV, where we are going in gozo. What? The weather's got you down. The bricks in your car, they don't even seem to work anymore. But you're looking at your wallet at that waist and wondering, man, what is going on? Don't worry, my dear Gozo friend. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. Let's spend the next few minutes talking about grace, talking about joy, talking about go, talking about Gozo. Today, I want to talk to you about what to do when you hit bottom, but not just once, but when you hit bottom every day. Have you ever heard people say or ask you, when did you hit bottom? When people ask me that, I always struggle with that question because I think, I don't think I've ever hit bottom. You know, I've never been like bankrupt, or I never have been through a divorce, or never had cancer, or never had some horrible problem in my life. And then, but then I think, wait a minute. I feel like I hit bottom every day. I didn't just hit bottom once, because actually I feel like I hit bottom all the time. But the thing about me, maybe this is the same thing, this is also true of you, is that I also get back up right away. I don't stay down for too long. I've been unemployed for almost a year. I've almost died of an appendectomy. I've had a lamp fall on my head and almost basically killed me. I had a concussion for like months. I have had vertigo. I've dealt with anxiety. I've been in counseling for over 10 years. I went through a war when I was 12. I've had tanks line up right outside my house, bombs dropped on me. Because of a war, I've seen dead bodies, burnt bodies. I've had shots shot at me. I mean, I've been through a lot of stuff. And of course, I mean, that's just like the big stuff. I mean, I've been through even other things. But as I said, I don't really consider any of those things as unique or as the one thing that really almost ruined my life. Instead, I feel like even though I hit bottom, I would say every day, that God picks me up every day. And that's why I love the verse where he says that his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto me. That's the hymn, but it's also from Lamentations chapter 3. And so I wonder if maybe we don't have to have just one experience when we hit bottom. Maybe you are someone who says, you know, I don't think I've hit bottom yet. And maybe you feel like your story isn't that important, or you don't have the dramatic event in your life that really connected you with God, or that really launched you forward into your new career, or that, you know, you haven't had that horrible breakup, and so you haven't gotten into a huge fight with your parents, or you haven't gotten fired from a job. Or maybe you have gone through all those things, but you don't feel like they're anything special. Now, let me also say, if you do feel like you've hit bottom in an area, then of course, I don't want to take that away from you at all, because I know that I have many friends that speak that way. They'll say, oh yeah, when I hit bottom in 2014, or I hit bottom when I got cancer. And so, of course, I don't want to take that away from you. And I hope, I guess maybe, Gozo Bell, that I'm not going to hit bottom next year, you know, that God forbid something horrible is going to happen in my life. I hope not. But the way I see it is, if these things that have happened in my life don't feel like hitting bottom, then I wonder if that's because God has always been faithful. I wonder if that's because every time that I could hit bottom, God picks me back up. And that's really how I feel. That for every situation where I could have hit bottom, God has been more than faithful. And that's why I also love Psalm 23. I want to read that. It says, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That's exactly how I feel, guys. Even though I have walked through the valley of shadow of death, war, anxiety, appendectomies, this lamp that fell on my head, been fired from jobs, I almost got deported from this country because of immigration fears. I was raised without my parents since I was 10, 11 years old. I mean, you're talking about some major things. Unemployed. I mean, you're talking about some major things that I've been through. And yet, I feel like that for every valley, because of Christ, I fear no evil. Because like it says here, for thou art with me. God has been with me. His rod, his staff, they comfort me. And it says here, even though you even prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, you have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. That's exactly how I feel. I wonder if when we say that I've hit bottom, I wonder if that's just simply a lack of faith. I don't mean that you didn't go through that bankruptcy or you didn't get that disease, you know, cancer, or you didn't go through a breakup. I'm not saying that you didn't experience the pain. Of course, so have I. We all have. But what I mean is, I wonder if there's something more beyond just hitting bottom. That what really needs to happen in our lives is that we need to move towards the fearlessness. Meaning where he says here, I fear no evil. And towards the comfort. Maybe we need to focus less on the hitting bottom and more on the faithfulness of God and how he has comforted you and how he has gotten you through that valley of death and how he has prepared a table in front of your enemies and he's anointed your head with oil and he's allowed your life to overflow. That's exactly how I feel, guys. I feel like my life is overflowing, even though to this day I experience difficulties. And I even feel in some ways this year that I'm hitting bottom once again. I guess what I'm really trying to say is that hitting bottom isn't just a one-time deal. Hitting bottom can happen to you daily, weekly, every year. And that's not necessarily a terrible thing. In fact, it's normal. But what's even more amazing, what is better than that, is the faithfulness of God. Once again, Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I walk through the valley, I love that song, and I will fear no evil, for you, my God, is with me. What does it say? No, you never let go. Yeah, that's the song, you never let go. I mean, that's exactly how I feel, guys. I guess I just don't focus on my on hitting bottom. Not on my bottom, but you know, I guess I don't focus on hitting bottom. I focus more on how God never lets go. I mean, let me look up here really quick, Lamentations chapter 3, because that is just a beautiful, beautiful passage where it talks about the faithfulness of God, and that beautiful hymn comes from Great is Thy Faithfulness. Let me see here. It says here, Lamentations 3. Let me see where it is. There it is. It says in verse 17, look at all the bad news here. He talks about Lamentations written by Jeremiah, a prophet who's grieving the loss of his land, the temple of his people. He says, and my soul has been rejected from peace. I have forgotten happiness. Talk about having a bad day, right? That is what I call hitting bottom, right? He has even forgotten happiness. So I say, my strength has perished. And so has my hope from the Lord. Wow, that is hitting bottom, right? But look at what he says here. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. And yet, this is what I recall to my mind. This is what gives me hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Let me read that in another translation, which is really awesome, called The Message. Again, it says here, I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. There it is, right? But there is one other thing I remember. And remembering, I keep a grip on hope. What is that? God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. And then I love what he says here in verse 24. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. Man, I'm telling you guys, there is nothing like the faithfulness of God. And so I'm not saying to ignore those moments in your life when you have hit bottom. I'm not saying that I haven't hit bottom. I'm not saying that I might not hit bottom tomorrow. But I guess what I am saying is that that isn't really the end of your story. It is good that we talk about hitting bottom because people can relate to it, right? When you hear me talk about anxiety or about depression or about, like I said, immigration or being fired from jobs or feeling lost so many times or getting angry or things like that that I've talked about here very openly, you can relate to me. We love that. I mean, that's what connects us as humans is our depravity, those moments when we hit bottom. But I guess I'm just not one of those guys or those people that dwells on that. I instead dwell on Lamentations 3:22, the faithfulness of God. He is faithful every morning. Like he says here, I am sticking with God. He's all I've got left. He's been loyal. And he's been loyal to you. So I wonder if maybe this summer here, this is almost to the end of June, mid-June here, June 19th, if you're listening to this, when I publish it today is Tuesday, June 19th. And I wonder if here this summer, if maybe you have been over-focused on your depravity, on your bottom, on hitting bottom. Maybe you have been taught, or maybe your personality is one that tends to focus too much on all the bad things that have been happening to you lately. Maybe it's time to start focusing on the faithfulness of God. Don't ignore the pain. Don't ignore it because it connects us with other people. But begin to focus on the faithfulness of God. So how do you do that? You know, one thing that I do is I keep a gratitude journal. I have this journal that I bought from Amazon. It's literally called a gratitude journal. And I love it because it has all these questions that I can answer, and it helps me to get all of my thankfulness out of me. You may want to try that. Maybe you want to just simply meditate on the goodness of God, or you want to write a song called You Are Faithful. You may want to tell people your story, but don't let it end with all the bad things. Yes, like Joseph Campbell's hero's journey. Yes, it's important, as I said, to talk about the difficulties, but end with God, end with his faithfulness, end with the fact that his mercies are new every morning, that he has been your good shepherd. Now, let me say this. Are you in a place where you are in the valley? Don't try to think of happy thoughts. If you're not able to, then simply say, Lord, I need you. I mean, look at what Jeremiah said here again. Back in Lamentations, I mean, look how honest he is. He says, I give up on life altogether. He says, I'll never forget the trouble, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. How will I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom? He says it right there. That may be where you're at today, and that's okay. Tell God. Say, Lord, this is so difficult. But maybe it's time to remember his faithfulness. Let me end with this. I have a good friend who I've known since, I don't know, our college days, I guess. And then today she posted on her Facebook page that 4 years ago today, she received basically a death sentence. She had, I think it was stage 2, I don't know, double, triple, horrible breast cancer. 4 years ago today. And she was talking there on her page that she's been through worst, drug addiction and all these kind of things in her life. And she feels like all of those difficulties actually prepared her to now deal with cancer. And by the grace of God, and I mean, I saw the pictures of her losing her hair and the surgeries. I don't know if she had a double mastectomy. I don't know exactly all the details. But today she was saying, thank you, God. You have been faithful. That's just the fact that she's alive, right? And I think that that is exactly what today is about. Maybe you're going through the valley right now. You know what? You need to just hang on to God. But maybe you've been through some things and you keep talking about the bad times. Maybe it's time for you to begin to acknowledge how faithful God has been in your life. To start hanging on to Him even more. To let that affect your thankfulness, your mood, your face, you know, just your body language. Maybe it's time for you to think about the great things in your life more so that you can go out and be a better human being. So that you can go out and make other people happy and you can actually serve other people. It's tough to serve people when you're in the valley. It's impossible, in fact. But when you're coming out and you're through that valley, then you can say, Lord, you never let go. You never let go. You never let go of me, like the song says. So I'm actually going to just, let me look up that song, You Never Let Go, and I'm going to just sing it for you here. I don't have a guitar, but at least I'll sing a little bit of it just from what I have here on the screen, and I'll just sing it a little bit. Okay, so here we go. Let me see. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. In every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. Oh, I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? And then the bridge says, yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes, still I will praise you. Still I will praise you. Ah, just beautiful, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Gospel bell right there. Song, by the way, is called You Never Let Go by Matt Redman. I think he wrote it back in like 2006. It's been a while. What a beautiful, beautiful song. May that song touch you, bless you. It comes right out of Psalm 23. And in some ways out of Lamentations 3 as well. If you are going through a valley, hang on. Hang on to Jesus. Make Him your everything. Hang on to Him. And if you're through the valley, stop dwelling on all the bad stuff in your life. Stop dwelling on your girlfriend that left and your boyfriend that is with someone else and the job that fired you or the disease that you went through. Stop focusing on that. Of course, remember, but focus on the faithfulness of God. And I think that is how we will truly be living on Gozo Street, having gozo, having joy in our lives, living la vida gozo, living on Gozo Street, not on Failure Street. Thank you again, everybody. Remember, if you would like my coaching, just go to davidtrigg.com/coaching so that we can set up an appointment and talk about how you can focus on the faithfulness of God and begin to live a life of joy. Thanks again. I will see you next time. Adios.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.